This is Jake.
Hey, Jake. It's Tina from Local Splash. Did I give you enough time?
You gave me enough time. Yes, you called recently, and you hung up right after. Is that you?
Yeah, I didn't mean to do that. I dialed your number, and right as I dialed your number, some client called me. So I thought, oh, I'll just hang up, and then I'll call him after this call. So that's what happened. It was just a little mishap. I apologize.
There's no need for that.
Okay, so what number are we going to use?
It's 949-259-6044. You want to call it real quick just to make sure it works?
Of course. Yep, let's do it. Let's call it real quick. I'm wondering, did you have to do the $14.99 a month thing on that, or did you find a different app to do it?
No, I'm down to $5. I just have to pay for the year.
Yay! Okay, good. That's better,
that's
right?
A third of
$5
the price.
That's much better. So.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to call you right now. Bear with me.
Thank you.
It didn't dial through on my other line, but let me try from my cell phone and see if it'll go through that way. 949-259-6044. Let's see. It's ringing now. You got it? Okay, good. So it's working.
So what does that mean, that it didn't work on your other one, but it worked?
Well, I can't call from my system again while we're on this call, so I just used, the little call icon that we use. And it just said that the line was busy, so maybe it's because we were on this line. So remember before when I said that 714 number was ringing busy? I tried it from my cell phone, and it was actually the busy signal. But with this, it was the same error that I saw from my call icon, but when I did it from my cell phone, it worked. So it was just a glitch with our system, I think.
The glitch with the system. Okay, cool, because that went through clean. 714, it's an OC number. I got to pay for a year over here. It's $5 a month. That's really cheap compared to 15. So I did a little bit of due diligence, and I went in and I looked in, and I got the burner. I got a burner phone. But I think it's better than your calling tracking app, because your calling tracking app is going to my cell phone. And then I text them on a 949 number, and they're all tripped out. So I think this is a better deal.
Better option. Okay, no problem. And, I have that on there for the Huntington Beach, which is good that it's a 949 number. It's still a local area code. So what email address are we going to use associated with this account, Jake?
You know what, Tina? I got to make one because I haven't made one yet. So let's just do Huntington. Hope this is available because I've done this before. With the Fountain Valley, Huntington Beach Movers. So how about we do Huntington Beach Movers 83@gmail.com. I'm almost guaranteed that's probably not taken.
Yeah, because you're putting the 83 in there, which is smart. So Huntington Beach Users 83@gmail.com. If for any reason that it doesn't go through, what I can do is You can what?
I can change it. There's
you can change it. Right. So what would happen is I'm going to create an appointment for my technician to call you tomorrow anyway, in order to do the client interview. So tomorrow what we could do is we could, if you change the email, just let them know and they'll update it for you. Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Sounds good. So,
how are you going to name the business? Is it going to be Huntington Beach Movers?
Let's do HBMovers83@gmail.com. No need to scratch all that ground out for no reason, you know?
Yeah, I agree. HBMovers83@gmail.com, right?
Yes, that means Hail Christ.
Okay. So I have it on there for now. If it changes, let us know tomorrow. And so for the business listing, do you want it as Huntington Beach Movers or do you want it as HB Movers?
Well, what do you think with all your experience?
I think typing it out for the business name will help you because in the tagline, you'll have the business name and your service, which is Movers. Right? So that'll help you get better. You know, most people will probably type in Movers Near Me or Movers in Huntington Beach. They won't.
So what can I get away with on the H on the Huntington Beach mover side of it, how simple can I get with this?
HB movers, you could do it. We're still going to get you ranked using that. I just know that sometimes.
Is it better or worse?
I think it's better to have the actual city name with your service in your business name, but we might come across that there might already be another company using that. Let me just check right.
Yeah, they did that last time. I had to use Fountain Valley Moving Company. So it was a long stretch. I want to do a.
Yep, there is a Huntington Beach Movers already. I see it.
What can we do? What can we get away with?
You could try the same thing, Huntington Beach Moving Company, or you could put HB Movers, because I don't see an HB Movers.
Let's try HB Movers. Can we do that?
Yep. Let me just check it one more time. Oh, yeah, I don't see. Okay, let's do that. That's so much better. And then that, too, you can change, so you're not married to the way that you set it up now, but just preliminary, I think that that's going to definitely work. And then what's the business address you were going to use for that one?
It is. One second. It was my old address. Hold on one second.
Okay.
Let me for you. 201.
Mm-hmm.
10th Street. It's like 10th. I don't know if that means anything.
Okay.
201 10th Street. Apartment number 5.
Mm-hmm.
Huntington Beach, California, 92648.
Got it. Okay. HB Movers, 201 10th Street, Apartment 5, Huntington Beach, California, 92648. So we'll initiate that PIN verification code from Google to be sent to that address. And just make sure when you get it to get it back to us. It'll take about 5 to 10 business days. Yeah, you're aware of the whole process, so I know I don't have to remind you, but I always tell people.
Yeah.
And then...
It's good to rehear it sometimes.
Yeah, because sometimes people will set it aside and think, oh, I don't think I need it, and then it gets misplaced, and then that things like that will hold up the placement, you know? So I always say... Like,
yeah, we got to do this immediately. Yeah.
Yeah, and if you don't have a second to call me when it comes, just reply to one of our emails or our texts, you know, as long as you get it back to us, then we can still submit it to Google for you. Okay? So let me just
I just want to be top priority. I want like local splash. I want like top priority here. That's whatever I got to do.
No, that's good. I think I've told you this before, Jake, but if you're proactive with your account and you want top priority like that, you're the type of client that will always get the best results because, you know,
some people,
they don't want to be proactive with it, which is fine, but you're always
going to get I've been there.
Results.
I've done that. Yeah.
Yep,
not give you guys money. That's not an option.
Exactly. So
I'm
now.
Fail. Yeah.
Remind me now, what's the billing address associated with the credit card?
It's the same address, 201 10th Street.
Okay.
Apartment number 19 instead of 5.
Okay.
Okay, and that's Huntington Beach, California, 92648.
92648, okay, I got it. And then the card number?
Let me grab that. It's not around my wallet. Give me one second.
Sure.
Card number is the business debit. It's under Shea Transporting.
Okay.
And it is, how much is this?
$129.
Okay, you're keeping me at that. That's good. Okay, 4815.
Okay.
8800.
Okay.
3285-5563.
Okay, expiration?
0527.
And the code on the back?
731.
Now, is it your name on this card and the business name or just the business name?
It's just Shea Transporting. My name's not on this card.
And remind me, is it S-H-E-A?
Yeah. I don't know why. Maybe I asked for that. I didn't ask for that, but it's... Yeah, that's my business.
Well, the only reason I ask is that if it has... the business name and the client name, then I just have to put your name on it. But if it doesn't have both, then I can just add the business name. So it's not
it
a problem
have
at
both.
All. Okay, yeah. That's why I was asking. Okay, so I put Shea Transport.
It's actually kind of annoying. I've got rejected before for using
You did?
Tips.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so I actually need to call my bank and get a new one sent to me.
But I would.
Under the million things to do list that I am not indulging in.
Yeah, I don't blame you. That's so true. So let me go through this quick 90-second voice verification recording, and then I will create the appointment for my technician to call you tomorrow, and then you'll be good to go, okay?
That'd be great. I'll do the yep. Facebook, too. When everything gets up and running, I'm going to be paying for all this extra shit, but it's slow season, so I'm not paying for shit.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I always tell people that, too, because sometimes people are like, I want Facebook, I want Google Ads, I want Google Guaranteed, I want this and that and everything. And I always tell them, like, hey, I'd love it if you gave me $1,000 right now. I'll take it. But at the same token, why not crawl before you walk, so to speak?
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, I've learned from my mistakes. So,
yep.
Somewhat, I have not learned from my mistakes fully, but somewhat I have, and I know that when it's slow, it's slow. You're not going
right?
to make it quick, right?
Exactly.
People don't move during Christmas. They don't move.
Yep.
That's what it is, whether you like
yep.
it or not.
Yeah, matter of fact,
this guy in Yelp told me,
mm-hmm.
listen to me, Tina, during Yelp, this guy told me, he was like, you need it. This is why I fucking hate Yelp. Okay. He's like,
yeah.
you need to put more money into your business during the slow season, which is relatively true. Okay. So he's right. If you want more business during slow season, you got to pay more. Okay. That's true. Right. But
yeah.
people don't move on Christmas during December.
Right.
They're not moving. It's just
right.
what it is.
That's subjective to the type of business that you are. So he's right. Most
for
in
moving,
general,
for moving.
Right.
Yeah.
In general, most people, if they're slow, spend more money on marketing. But for you, why throw that money down the toilet if nobody's moving on Christmas, you know?
Yeah. But he's right. See, this is the funny thing about this is he's actually right. It's like, yeah, if I do spend more money during December,
yep.
I'm going to get more results. So he's not lying to me. But
exactly.
It's fucking ridiculous, right?
Yep.
It's ridiculous.
Yep. It's ridiculous.
So that's
100%.
What Yelp does to me. Well, I don't pay for Yelp anymore. So hopefully we can go down to Google and we can get Fort Worth Movers back up there. You guys can do everything in your power to get me
yep.
seen. And I'm
yeah.
keep
well, you talked to Catherine earlier,
so
and
please.
She's on top of that. She's definitely. I saw the note. She's
good.
Putting
good.
All the revisions in and sending it to the appropriate people. So we're getting.
I
want to
be. I want to be top like Hazlitt. When you look up Hazlitt, Cowboy Strength, it's up there. I know it's the first one I started with you guys, but I'm
yeah.
gonna open up a lot more. Please, I want to be a friend to you, and please make me first priority. And let's get number on all my businesses. Spend a little more time on those because I'm getting you referrals. I'm throwing money at you, dropping it on your desk.
I'm gonna double check when we're done with this one, Jake, if Google Guaranteed is available in Fort Worth because it's a brand new program. If it is available, I think you would love it. But I hesitate to offer it to people because it's so new that it's not available in all areas. But if it's available,
I've seen the Google Guaranteed.
Yeah, okay,
yeah.
Well, if you've done a search for Movers and you saw the Google Guaranteed coming up with those green check marks, then
it's
definitely
the first
it's
thing.
A, yeah. Yep, yeah, I'll explain to you in a second how that works, but let's just finish with this one first. So for the voice verification, it says to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
HB Movers, right? Is that what we found out? That was
that's
what
we,
what,
yep,
what did we
that's
find
exactly,
out?
We said HB Movers. You're absolutely right.
That's it.
And then please state your name and title with the company.
My name is Jake Shea. I'm the owner of HB Movers.
Okay, great. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Okay. You're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes, call me as much as you want.
I love it.
As much as you.
Okay, perfect. And then in hiring Local Flesh as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. So your payment for the initial account setup, it will be charged today at a non-refundable amount of just $129. This will be a recurring payment, and when your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the fourth day in the amount of $149. I mean, I'm sorry, $129.
You I was like, oh, no. This is the sneak in
that's
right here.
That's
you
the
got it coming
switch.
In right here.
No, I just did that
oh,
out of
shit.
Habit because we don't do the 129 anymore. But you, I got that authorized before I called you. So you're going to renew.
Well, let me tell
month.
You guys are fucking coming up on me right here with the 129. It just might be a little less for you. But let me tell you, I got another location. Like, you guys got a lot of money.
If, yeah, it's going to
if you
gonna
do me right.
In the long run. Yeah, absolutely.
Do,
That's
do,
why
do,
I checked
do,
before I called you, Jake.
And there's going to be more. There's going to be a lot more money coming my way. 129. That's
okay.
Nothing for me.
And then the
Please.
Last segment here just says that you may, as you know, discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client
month
support.
Month to month, right?
Right? And it's month to month. So
I've been there, done that. I'm not doing that anymore. That really caused me to fail before when my mentor was like, keep paying for that $129.
Yeah.
I don't remember what it was. And I didn't.
Yeah.
And it
yeah.
fucked me. I'm not
and
gonna
it,
do that anymore.
Yeah, so but if ever you wanted to or go on a seasonal hold, like during the winter months next year, you could always pause your billing or something like that. Just let us know 3 business days prior to the 4th to prevent the next month's charge. And do you understand and agree to the renewal and subscription charges?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to give you the timing in Central, because you're in Texas. You're in Fort Worth right now, right?
Yeah.
For the
yeah.
client interview? Okay. Do you want to do morning or afternoon? And I'll tell you what's available.
Let's do afternoon.
Okay. So we could do 1 o'clock Central time, 4 o'clock,
that's
or 5.
That's a great
one.
Time.
Is it? Okay, good. Yeah. So I'm going to block out a whole hour. Yeah, from 1 to 2 o'clock Central. Let me just grab that appointment real quick. And then that
it's okay.
Will...
I'm not soft. You can you can do what you need to. Yeah.
You're funny. I like it. So
yeah.
Local Splash.
I try. Sometimes.
And then the reason I say 1 to 2, Jake, you're probably familiar because I've set up accounts for you in the past. That's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 1:15.
Listen.
Don't
listen.
Panic. Yeah, they'll call you.
Aside
the
from what I just said, it's okay.
Yeah.
You can do
yeah.
that. I'm not going to write you a bad review. I'm not I'll never. You know what? Give me your Google. Send it to me. And I will write you a
I will. Oh, thank you. That would be nice.
I'll put your name in too. Yeah.
Please do that. That's so sweet of you. I appreciate that. No,
yeah.
do that because.
No, I mean.
Yeah, it's funny that, you know, I've had people actually calling out, freaking out, wanting to cancel because they were told they're going to be called at 9, and it's 9:02, and nobody
yeah,
called
I
them
know.
Yet.
I'm not
just
that
like,
guy, though.
Yeah. I know.
Like, just sit down, relax. I don't write bad reviews.
Yeah.
I wrote a few, and it was really bad, okay?
Yeah.
So you literally got to you got to do some fucking bad shit for me that like I mean so I went to an Allen Tire Co. Right, Allen Tire. I don't know if you have that out where you. I don't know where you live or anything, but
well, I'm actually in Fountain Valley.
My car was on their property, and
yeah.
my property got damaged on their property, and they would not. I was like, can you just cover like what happened? They're like, no, this is we don't take any accountability for what happened to your truck on my property. So I wrote them
what?
Again. Okay. So,
oh yeah.
Yeah. So my mirror got smashed out. I got my hood got dented. Okay. So it was about, I think I paid about $3,000-$4,000 to get that fixed. They took no accountability. They saw the cameras. They were like, oh, no, we don't want to show you the camera. Cause, that's beyond us. Right. Okay. So my truck got fucked up bad. Like the hood got dented in. I had to pay a guy to come and remove the dent in the front hood. My mirror got smashed out. I get new mirrors on my truck. in an automobile center, right? So like you're paying to keep your truck somewhere, and damage was done, and you don't get reimbursed, right? So that happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't write that.
Did writing the bad review trigger them to try to rectify it with you, or no?
Yeah. No. They tried. No. They sent me to some center, and nothing happened, and yada, yada, yada. So I had to pay out of pocket for something that happened to my truck in there. Like, I paid $3,000 to get my truck fixed. That's a lot. He's like, you got a good deal. He's like, you got a good deal. You should just realize that is, you got a good deal, so just pay for all your shit. That's pretty much what he said.
Man.
And after I was like, wait. He's like, yeah, I know. That was, yeah, right? So Alan Tarico. But anyway.
I would have been so mad. I would have taken them to small claims court or something, because that's ridiculous.
Yeah,
that's,
I would have gotten my money back, mate.
But the problem is sometimes.
I would have gotten my money back.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah. Because they have their signs posted and whatnot. Yeah.
No.
It's stupid.
So
okay,
I don't do that. So you can count on me not doing it.
Thank you so much, Jake. Thank you. That made my day. So give
please,
me your zip code for Fort Worth real quick so I can look up the Google Guaranteed for you.
That's a good question. Google Guaranteed. She's going above and beyond. See, that's what people lack nowadays, above and beyond on their job. I mean, whoever is the owner of the company needs to respect you and appreciate you.
Thank you.
Okay.
He does. He's a good guy. He really is. I've worked for Dave for a long
time.
It's
a guy.
Yep, he's
a
techie.
Let me tell you, Tina, I've been with a lot of other companies. And, what was that? Fucking Town Square Interactive. They run from them. Tell people to run from them. If they ever have anyone that calls you, it's like, yeah, I just came from Town Square Interactive.
Yeah.
Tell them you got a number to call me, okay, to talk to about them. I've been with, 4 stars is a great review for an advertiser on Google. That's what you get by 4 stars.
Yeah,
that's a great review.
Some people don't realize that, though, but you're right. It's very hard because there's competing companies that will go out and try to write nasty things to make us look bad, and we still have the 4-star rating, you know? So, that's
a good rating.
So, yeah, it's a good rating.
With all the fucking people you got. Yeah, okay, so I got this address here. You want it?
I just want a zip code. I want to see how much the lead fees would be for the Google Guaranteed, and then I'm going to explain to you how it works. And then I don't want you to do anything right now. I want you to mull it over, and if you want to get the Fort Worth started on it, I can call you later and we'll do it. But I just want to look up the pricing for it. So give me the zip code one more time.
76060. That's the zip code I'm at right now.
76060. Okay. So let me look here. So how it works is the Google Guaranteed is a lead generation program that Google is offering now, and it's an exclusive lead program. So I don't know if you've ever heard of companies in the past that are like, you know, Thumbtack or Angie Leads or anything like that. They'll do so those guys, they'll sell the lead to you and to everybody else out there, meaning there's nothing exclusive about it, okay? So with the Google Guaranteed, it comes directly to you. You don't have to bid against other companies. And the reason they're calling it Google Guaranteed and that those companies up there that have the program have that green check mark next to them is that you have to pass a background check in order to be in that section. And the reason... Yeah, the reason Google does that is they're guaranteeing your work up to $2,000 per client. So let's say that you had a disgruntled client that filed some kind of claim against you. Google actually would have insurance for you, and they would cover that. So it's a really, really cool program.
What do you need me to do?
So it's a one-time $250 non-refundable application fee. And for the application, they're going
to
be looking at...
It's an application fee. So it's just the fee for me to sign up and...
No. It's not just that. It's not just that. It's after you pass the application, then it's a pay-per-lead program. So the leads would cost you $48. The minimum requirement.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it is a lot. It's a, that's why I said I don't want you to do anything right now. I want you to mull it over a little bit first, okay? The leads are $48.
What was your name, Ann?
It's Tina. Yeah. My name's Tina.
Yeah, okay.
And so it, the minimum requirement would be 13 leads per month. So your monthly budget would be right around $626 to try that program. So how it would differ from the local optimization that
it's
you have.
It's not that much. It's not that much.
It's not, especially since if, let's say that you got a bogus lead, somebody that calls you and says, I want my windows cleaned or something, and you're a moving company, right? Google wouldn't charge you for that. They would credit you back. Or if it's 150 miles away or something like that, where you're like, there's no way the gas prices would cost me more to take that job, you know? So if you get a bogus lead like that, you don't get charged for it. So granted, you're paying $48 per lead, but it's a legitimate client that's looking for your service. Also, that $626 minimum monthly budget works like an escrow account.
That's a lot.
So it is,
I
but
mean, are you fixing to like buy me my new trucks? Cause for $700 a month, holy shit.
Well, it depends.
But I see those when I look.
Yeah, it depends on, you know, how many new jobs you get from it. Because if you're getting 13 leads a month and even 90% of them are converting into a job.
I'm getting shit right now.
Yeah, so that's why, you know, granted you're paying $626 monthly, but you don't have to pay it unless it's a legitimate client for the leads. Now, let's say there's a month where you decide to go to California for 3 weeks and run your businesses out there.
Never.
And
never.
Well, if you did or you wanted to shut it off, or you, let's say there's a month where you just took on 2 leads, right? That month, you're only paying the 48 times 2 to replenish the budget. You wouldn't have to pay the full 626.
48 times 2, so I'm paying a little over $100, like what I'm paying now.
Right. If you had a situation where you didn't take on.
I don't like that fucking, that check mark. I don't like that. I don't like the whole thing they're doing.
Yeah, you it might not be the best program
Google
for you, but I wanted to show
and
you.
And also,
how it works.
Like, I'm not even, I haven't even given you my license or nothing like that, so it's like.
You don't
have to have
the programs that you have now, but for the Google Guaranteed, absolutely, you need a business license.
You need it,
you
right?
Need the business
I'm not doing that.
Okay,
it's none of their business. None
okay.
of their business.
Then don't worry about it. I wanted to mention it to you, but I don't think it, you know, it's not for everybody. Sometimes people find out about it and they love it and that's all they want. Other people are like, heck no, I don't want them digging into, you know, and it gets kind of sticky.
Yeah, I got a guy, Moving Stars Inc.
Yeah.
Who's paying $500 a month to click on all of those and make it not known. So I got a guy who's out here in Texas, where I am. I just moved to Texas, in Houston.
Yeah.
Well, he's around there. He's from Louisiana, but he's clicking on all those. He's paying $500 a day to click on Google Guaranteed ads for people not to click on them. Does that make sense?
So if he clicks on it and it's malicious like that, he wouldn't get charged for
yeah.
it, right? But let's say it's
No, he doesn't get charged for it.
No, I'm saying that the actual client wouldn't get, let's say, because right now I'm looking at Blackhawk Moving, One Nation Moving, Allied Van Lines, these are all, you know, companies.
Yeah, they're all over. Can we
right,
get up
so,
there? Hey, Aunt, Christina, what the fuck?
Tina, you were close.
Yeah. Okay. Can we get up there with that, please? Can you, like, put my company first, and I will... What do you need? You want me to take you out to dinner? What do you need? I'll give you what you
well,
want. Okay.
The only way
However,
you'd have to do it
I need
is
to
you
be first
to...
on Google.
Well, if you do want to do the Google Guaranteed, that's how it works. I just explained it to you.
No, I don't want that. I don't want that.
Yeah, so you don't want that.
That's a lot of money.
The other option is to do Google pay-per-click ads, and those our minimum budget is $300 a month. So I don't know if you would like that because that's the program that your buddy is probably
yeah,
trying to
I
sabotage.
Would. Well,
because
let me tell you. You tell me what I want. What do
okay.
I want? You know. What do I want? What do I want?
Yes.
Tell me.
So
for me to get more calls, any other company around me, what do I want?
So I think that when you're ready, rather than putting on $100 worth of Facebook ads on certain accounts, you would be better
off to do the
$300 worth of Google ads, because the Google ads, they work similar to the guaranteed, but what it does is we would take that $300, set an average daily rate at somewhere around $9 a day, and that's a good thing. That's so that that $300 would stretch
that's
throughout
nothing.
The whole month,
that's
right?
Nothing.
Right. So each day your ad would go up in all the designated areas. That's free. You don't pay anything for it. But let's say the pay-per-click rate is $1 and you have a $9 a day max budget. After nine
people
click on
you. So pretty much Google Guaranteed is for idiots, right?
Google Guaranteed is more for exclusive lead system. But with the Google ads, they're like a pay-per-click ad. So you're paying for the clicks. And so let's say somebody says, I hate it that Jake's company's up there and I'm going to sit here and click on it 50 times, right? You're not going to get charged 50 times for that click because Google will see that it's coming from the same IP address and it's malicious, right? So that wouldn't happen. But nothing would prevent someone from saying, let's say that they had – 20 friends and relatives and they wanted to be a really jerk. You know, they would say, hey, I want all of you to go on and click on this ad and it will take money from his budget. So if it's coming from different IP addresses, Google can't see that it's malicious. So, you know, that's the downside of the paid ads. You know, people love them because you can target wherever you want. It's a pay-per-click system, but the downside is that you pay for the click, whether it's a potential client, whether it's somebody clicking on it trying to sell you something, or whether it's a competing company trying to drive your bill up, you know? So that's the downside of it. So if you're thinking of adding that, did you want to add it for Fort Worth, or did you want to add it for Huntington Beach, or did you want to just think about it right now?
How much is it, Tina?
The minimum is $300 monthly for the Google ads. So we would bundle it with
that.
I would say that you do very well with
think,
it eventually.
Dana?
I think the companies that do the Google ads, they do much better than just the local optimization. Because here's why: your local optimization that you're setting up for all of these various locations, they're targeted by Google and putting you on the maps in those various locations, right? But let's say I'm in Huntington Beach and I want to be found in Laguna Beach or Irvine or Newport Beach, for example.
SoCal Way or what?
Right? But
you know
let's say
SoCal?
Yeah, well, we are in SoCal. Yes, I know pretty much about, but let's say I wanted
You're
to
in Fountain
be,
Valley, right?
Yeah, we're in Fountain Valley, right next to Huntington. So let's say I wanted to be found in those areas. I can't do that with the 129 package because it's pinned on the map to Huntington Beach, but I could absolutely do that with the Google app.
What do you do here?
Yeah.
It sounds like you want more money out of me. What do you want? What do you want here?
Nope, I don't want more money out of you.
On.
You just said I want to be the top notch and the best of the best, so I'm giving you some options.
Yeah, I deserve it. I fucking refer people to you. I fucking have businesses with you. I deserve to be the top notch dog. Like, you have to give me that respect. I have literally referred someone. Go look them up right now. Okay. Then what? What's the argument here?
There's no argument.
I'm bringing you money.
You told me, let me know, what I can do to be the top-notch guy. So I'm just telling you different things.
I want to be the top-notch guy. I want you to be like, when I come to Local Splash in the morning, I want to be like, this is our business right here that is pushing us to the next level. So what do I have to do to be that?
Right.
That's my question.
So I hesitate to tell you.
I want
to
be the first priority. When you look me up, I want to be the first priority.
I want you to, just out of respect, just to understand this, Let's say that I walked into a Toyota dealer, right? And, you know, and I referred a bunch of people, right? And I brought them business. And then I come in and I tell them,
okay,
hey, I want you to give me a Rolls Royce. I want top notch, best of the best. I want a Phantom. I want to be the top dog in town, right?
Okay,
but
okay.
I'm not paying you more than a Toyota because I've referred people to you and I've brought you money. So that's all I'm saying is there are other things. If money is no object, Jake.
You fight back a little bit.
No, I'm not fighting back. I love talking to you. You're the funnest client I've had all day. But I'm just trying to say
I appreciate that. I try.
You are. You're a hoot. But that's all I'm saying is you don't have to do anything.
I'm a hoot?
Extra. A hoot. I thought that was a Texas term.
Oh, I don't know. I've only lived here for a month.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, I have a friend that came from Texas. She would use words like hoot and chief cook and bottle washer and the big hair and, like, the whole nine yards. It was so cute. But in any case, if money is no object and you want, let's say that you're like, I want to be found a top dog everywhere you can put me in the nation. We can do it for you, but there's going to be other programs and other costs incurred. So I'm just giving you options, but you don't have
to do
any of it.
How money?
I think we don't need any more money from you right now. I think all we need to do, since I got you the special pricing for Huntington that's no longer available, is what I want you to do is you should have gotten a text from me right now that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. So I want you to just go in and acknowledge that, Jake, with your e-signature.
I've gotten a Metro PCS. I've gotten no text from you. Please, do it again.
I put your phone number, your cell phone number in the field, and it says it was sent successfully. I didn't send it to the new number. I sent it to the 1528 number, your other cell.
Well, I got one eye open here. I am looking through the text messaging app. One eye open means that I'm drunk. So let's burner. I got a burner number here. Okay, 714-79. Okay, I've got nothing here. What's going on?
Not on the 630-1528 line, right?
Well, no. I have 714-797-0890. That's my new number. That's my business number for Huntington Beach.
No, that's the one I called you from. That's my cell phone number, the 797-0890.
Yeah.
So, okay, so.
Nah, wait, 714? You're 714?
Do you receive text messages on the burner number?
I do. Send it right now.
Okay, so let me send it because I sent
so that's
it.
Oh, your number.
I sent it to your.
I'm retarded. Sorry.
That's okay. I sent it to the number that we're talking on now. That's why you didn't get it. But let me fix that and send it to
949-259-6044, that one?
Yeah, we already confirmed that number's working, so let me just send this to you again.
You already confirmed it. Old fucking news. Yeah, I'm sorry. Let me slap myself real quick. Hold on.
When you say that you have one eye open and that you were partially inebriated, one of the fastest...
Yeah, you know about driving with one eye open? You know about that?
No, I don't.
That's why waiting to happen.
Oh, that's...
Oh, okay.
That's why I don't know about it. I've never had a DUI, thank God.
I crack myself up. I don't know about anyone else. That's my game plan. It's like, I can crack myself up, but everyone else doesn't seem to laugh. It's weird.
Yeah, no, you're doing good, Jake. So the only thing I want you to do is once this text gets to you... just go in and open it and acknowledge it with your e-signature, and that will lock in your 129 pricing and ensure that it never goes up in the future, okay? And then other than that, you're all good to go for tomorrow.
I like that. Hey,
yeah.
You better fucking give me a deal like that. I have been helping you guys out like a motherfucker.
I love it.
Okay? Big time movers, okay? That's me. And you're giving me a month off. You do... listen, here's the thing about local splashes. They always give me what I want. So keep doing that, and
yes.
I will stay here, and
yeah.
I will open up multiple businesses. I have a lot more to open up, but you have to be with me, and you have to
yeah.
fight for me, and you have to do some things that are maybe a little uncomfortable. But that's
yeah. No, but that's good. I really want to work hard to keep and earn your business. You know what I mean? That's what it's all about. Is all about performance.
I got
you know?
Four locations with you, guys.
Yeah,
four locations. It's a lot. Okay.
Yeah.
So
100%.
Keep me as number one. Keep me as number one, and I will open up four more locations. You understand where this is going?
Yeah. It's going. So let me see here.
Sorry, I'm a little drunk. I've been drinking. I'm sorry.
That's okay. it's always
I'm allowed
tough
to drink. I just have to have the fucking debit card to back up the drinking.
Yeah, there you go. So, but okay.
Okay. What else do I need to do? 129. I'm good. You guys are keeping
you're
my
good.
Weight.
Yeah, you're all set tomorrow Tomorrow at 1 to 2 o'clock, my technician will call you, and then other than that, you're
Thank
all
you.
Set. So, yeah, so enjoy the rest of your night. It sounds like you're having a great time, and then when that text
I'm
message
right.
gets to you.
How
yeah,
are
all
you doing,
you have
though?
To do,
How are you doing?
I'm good. I have to wrap things up because we close at 4 o'clock, and it's 4:36 here right now. So I don't mind. I'm trying to leave, yeah, because I have an errand that I have to run, and the store is only open till 6, so so I have to get going.
Well,
but yeah,
you get any commission off of this? I hope you do.
Oh, they pay me a percentage, yeah, so I'll get commission off of it, and you know they'll adjust it accordingly because I got
local
you
Splash, the only company I go to. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jake. So have a great evening, and then we'll call you tomorrow for the client interview, and then can you just double check again and see if that new text came out? It might have gotten to you now, to the 259-6044 number.
New text. Is that my other number? Local.
Yeah,
phone.
Your other number.
From,
well,
yeah.
Welcome.
Do you have any
and
questions? Yeah.
Okay, and then what about the one that says thank you for choosing Local Splash? That one didn't come yet, right?
I have not gotten that yet. Yeah.
Okay. So thank you for choosing Local Splash. That one will come in a moment. Once it comes, just open it up, scroll to the bottom, plug your name in, and hit confirm signature, and that will lock you into this pricing.
How's this? Send me your listing. I will write you a 5-star review, and I will put Tina on top of it, please.
Okay. I'll do that. I'll send you an email with our Google listing, and then that way you can put it in, okay?
I know how important reviews are. People don't really realize that. They're like, oh, yeah, I'll write a review. No, they don't realize how important it is. So I will write that.
It is.
Please send me it.
It's super
and,
I will. I'll send it to you.
Done.
Okay,
it's
you're
so
welcome.
Important.
And what I'm going to do, just because I'm pressed for time now,
I'm in your corner.
I'm going to send you the review email in the morning, if that's okay, Jake, just because I'm a little bit pressed for time, but I won't
that's
forget.
Fine.
I'm going to send myself a reminder.
I
you
am not
okay.
a guy to write a bad review. Put it that way. Thank you.
Okay. All right. You're welcome. Have a good evening, and then my technician's going to call you tomorrow, okay?
Tomorrow, and we'll set up that Huntington location. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank
have
you.
A good rest
okay.
of
and
night.
If you can't get that email, just let them know, okay?
Of course.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye, Jake.
Praise Christ. Have a good